Hello, how are you? Well, hi, Rafi.
Hi, Riley.
Okay, we're starting a new Sliga. Hey, something just happened to my computer. Okay, hello, Shmuel. Stay. All right, thank locked. Sandy, okay. Okay, what time we got? So we're starting a new Sligya. So let's first read the Gemara, and then we'll start Taisis. But I know I said well to Taisis, but we'll start reading the Gemara. The Gemara says, "I'm with the Kasher Chmona Leah. Hava Mina Achos Isha Miyavna. My time with the Mina Osiyasidochilosei. Every time Mina Osiyasidochilosei Greida." Okay, so that's the Gemara's kasha. That why do I need a pasuk of Aleha? Even out the pasuk of Aleha, I know that ain't essay doichel the same. Right? So those who have learned the Yevamis already know that there's this, the Birka Shmuel here has its giant, giant share. What's Rabbi Birka Shmuel's problem? Problem is that from Ein Esei Deichel Osei, we never part to you from Chalitza. Because we know, Chai De'Lavim have Chalitza, even though Ein Esei Deichel Osei. But Aleha, the Braisa said, the notion of the Braisa was, "Began Amru, Hamishas Rei Noshim, Poitras Rasem, Vitzaras Rasem, Minachalitza Minayibo." So you need Aleha to give me a total ptur.
It's mashma for Yibam also, no?
I don't know, not necessarily. So maybe in Achinami, maybe Yibam you wouldn't need. But the reason is, but this tells you both. Without this, you would know both. And I think that was before on Bir's Kasha. What's the Gemara's problem? Maybe, the Enochinami. Without this pasuk, we would have known there's no Yibum. We wouldn't have known there's no Chalitza. And this pasuk is telling you that there's no Yibum and no Chalitza.
What's the difference? We get there anyways.
How do you get there anyway?
Lukachas.
Oh, so that was, I think, our Baruch Bear's answer. That the Gemara's Kasha is what I need a love for. And then I have Lakachas. And then I have Lakachas. Okay. But that's a little daichik, because the Gemara doesn't mention anything about Lakachas. So it's not so mashmash. Not so mashmash.
But for those who do not learn Yevamos, what is Lakachas doing over here?
There's a drasha on Daf Kaf that sometimes we say that by Chai Vekrisis, Kol Sheino LeYibam Minot HaChalitza. So there's a stira. The Gemara says, we have a pasuk that we don't say Kol Sheino LeYibam Minot HaChalitza. So the Gemara says that by Chai Vekrisis, we say Kol Sheino LeYibam Minot HaChalitza, because it's low Tafsi by Kedushin. Say we don't say Kol Sheino LeYibam Minot HaChalitza. Very unclear Gemara why that should make for a difference, but that is the Gemara on Daf Chav. So the way you could learn the Gemara here is the Gemara is asking that. Chayve, that learn out, Enoch, you don't need Aleha, because from Enoch, you can learn out there's no Yibum. And based on Lakachas, we know there's no Chalitza. That's what the
Will Rebbe say out the Baruch Bey's Kasha again?
Baruch Bey's Kasha is the Gemara, simple pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is asking, why do we need Aleha? Even without Aleha, we would know that ain't essay dechalos and shesh bakaris. We know we start. So the kasha, the pasha the kasha. The kasha is ain't essay dechalos and shesh bakaris. It's only a blockage. That the etzem you're chayiv in the mitzvah yibum, except you can't do it. Whenever there's a blockage, unless it's a special pasuk, it would never bother from chalitza, because the etzem you're chayiv in the mitzvah. It's like you're in a place and there's no tefillin. You're not pater from tefillin. You're chayiv in tefillin. You just can't do it. You're chayiv to eat matzah, and the only matzah you find has someone smeared chazer on it. So that doesn't take away your mitzvah's chiyav matzah. You're chayiv to eat matzah, but you're an einus. You can't fulfill it. So yeah. Since you're chayiv here also, you're chayiv to do yibum. There's a blockage because there's an isra achazishto. If that would be the case, so then about that there'd be a chiyav chalitza, because the etzem your chayav mitzvah yibum. If you don't do it, you're over the avera bito mitzvah essay ba'ainas. Therefore, if you have a solution, you would have to do chalitza. The lady should be after the shuk.
Kasha?
What?
That's his kasha? That's for Baruch Beres Kasha?
Right. In other words, Ein Esay Dech Halos and Shesh Bakares doesn't remove Zika. Ein Esay Dech Halos and Shesh Bakares only creates a blockage. Blockage would not never remove Zika, would not make the lady mutter to shuk, would not say that B'Zi'eved and Bolo Lo Kono, would not say, you know, there's no chalitza. There's many, many nafkaminas. Let's say for the Evid, you did it. You're not supposed to do it, but what if you did it? So Parshat Shah, we had by Nida, you're not supposed to be Miyabim and Nida, but if you do it, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. So even though that's even a Kares, right? Nida is Kares. So even though the Chatzchila, you're not supposed to do it, because Ein Esay Doich Halot Se Shesh Bo Kares. But if you did it, you fulfill the Mitzvah's Yibum. The rush.
That's says. Why I need lakachas to say kol sheni leliv meina leliyah chalitza.
What?
That's why you need lakachas to teach me that if you don't get, so if
you don't get of ein esay doich halot and sheish bakares. So there'd be all kinds of nafkaminas. There'd be a chiyav chalitza. There'd be a din in bal okano. There'd still be a zika on the lady. You know, there's so many, and Aleha is telling you there's no Zika, Pashtus. So Aleha is totally patterning you. Aleha is taking off, is removing the mitzvah, removes the Zika, says in Bono Locano. Aleha says that there's
Aleha or Lakachas?
No, the Aleha. So the Kasha and the Gemara here, the price of Bredarshan's from Aleha. So the Gemara,
brother Rashi learns the
Kachas. Kasha, why do I need Aleha? Pashup Shah the Gemara. The Gemara is asking a Kasha, why do I need Aleha? Leave out Aleha and just tell me, ain't essay, doich halos v'sheish bakaris. So the simple, the Kasha, I mean, our Baruch Beres Kasha. The Kasha of Baruch Beres asks is, what's the Gemara's question? Aleha is coming to tell me there's no Zika. There's no mitzvah. It takes off the whole. It's a pasuk in Hilchos Yibum that says there's no mitzvah Yibum. It's like an einanis, whatever. Takes off the whole mitzvah. But if you're just working with ein esay doich halos v'sheish bakaris, it would just be a blockage. So there's many nafkaminas between a blockage and a piter. So what's the Gemara's kasha? To which our Baruch Beres answers that the Gemara is asking based on this pasuk of drasha of lakachas, which also creates a p'tur. Okay.
What's an example of a nafkamina between blockage and a p'tur?
Nafkamina would be that chayve lav and asay is also or nida. Nida is a blockage. You can't do yibum because ain't asay derchado v'sheish bakaris. Chayve lav and asay. You can't do yibum because ain esay docha no say vasay. But in those cases, b'di'eved and bal okano, because there's still a zika, there is a chiyuv chalitza, because if it's only a blockage, if it's only a blockage, mitzvah yibam is still there. The mitzvah yibam is still there. Then there's a chiyuv chalitza. Then the ladies also b'shuk. Then you have to clap al chait on Yom Kippur. You didn't do the mitzvah, then there'd be a pashas that should be in Baal Okano. So there's a four nafkaminas. There should be a zika, there should be a chiyuv chalitza, there should be in Baal Okano, and an avera, the ba'ines, of the revavdil, the mitzvah ba'ines. But if there's a p'tur, so then you're totally pater. So the alea, which is telling you that you're totally potter, pashtus. So then the you don't need, so the Gemara has no gash. I need Allah to tell me you're totally potter.
Right.
But our Bar-Bear's answer is that there's a different pasuk that tells me you're totally potter. Because once you know there's no yibam, there's a drasha of kol shein al yibam and a chalitza. But he's very daifik, because the Gemara doesn't mention the Gemara doesn't mention any, Rashi doesn't mention, no one mentions that the question is predicated on a drasha, which is not mentioned till Daf Chaf. Right? That they say in the ask, what is this Gemara? We didn't come across this drasha yet. The drasha, the first time that drasha, I don't know, first time, that drasha is basically said on Daf Chaf. So it's somewhat daichik to say that the Gemara here is predicating the kasha and kol shein ayibin ochaditza. What the reason why? Besides that, maybe some people argue about there, but the Rabbah there says this as a very yisoidistika. It's like the Rabbah there's introduction to all yavamis. That's why it's like, because what Rabbah there basically comes out is that there are two different ways to get to the same result. Two different ways of patering Zika. You can pater Zika through Enes Eidoicha Lotha Shesh Bekareis and then Koshin Oda Yibim and Oda Chalitza. And you can pater Zika directly through the Ptur of Allah. And Rabbah Abir, for whatever reason, to answer certain sugyas, says that there are some halachic nafkaminas. And that's really where, you know, that's where that brought up there goes, you know, it goes, that was his yesod in one of his big yesodis in Yevamis, that there's different tzurim. There's a lakachas de kaptur, and there's an alel de kaptur. The Shiva definitely went with our brought up there's approach, and that was his, a lot of the, he said, what's the piter? Is the piter lakachas, or the piter is alel?
Rebbe said that Rebochber's answer is a little bit daichik. Why can't you say that the Gemara is just talking about the Pashto Inyan of Yibum? And the Gemara is relying on the Lagabe Chalitzos, you'll know Lakakas. But the straight attack of the Gemara.
That's a little bit daichik that they're relying. Then the Braisa mentions Chalitza too, because the Braisa says, Mikan Amru Hachamim, Chamesh Esrei Noshim, Beturis Sarasayim. So when the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Chayra, you have to say the Gemara is relying on Lakachas. So it's somewhat daichik that the Gemara doesn't mention Lakachas. You know, and Rashi doesn't mention Lakachas. Okay.
Rebbe, I remember many, many years ago, Rav Gifter came to the yeshiva and we were learning Yevamos.
Yes.
And you were arguing with him back and forth up and down the stairs.
Yeah, okay.
And I think he was arguing on the Rosh Hashiva's usage of Rav Baruch Ber.
Okay, but
you
that
have any
was,
recollection for that?
It wasn't this Nikud in Rav Baruch Ber.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't the Rav Baruch Ber that Eishetov is not an Arab. So that was the Havana of why Eishetov is not an Arab. You know, there is, I mean, which maybe goes into the, I mean, it might be related because when he said Eish Yisach is not an Erva, he probably said, if I brought up there, that Eish Yisach is not an Erva in the din of Allah. But it might be an Erva in the din of Ein Esei Dachon Ose Shesh Bakaris. It probably was connected. But it was. It
Belcher, was that 42 years ago or 49 years ago?
I don't know. It was on the next step. That Rabbi Baruch Bear, based on this, you say that there's two different parshas has that to be that yeah, and that there are certain. I think he holds that in order to have a tour at Sara, you have to be an erva of Allah, an erva of Lakachas would never get a tour at Sara. So that was, so therefore, an Eish Yisach is only an erva of Lakachas. You can have even a Kol Sheino to Yibam Yehuda Chalitza, but you know, he wouldn't bat to the Tzara. That was sort of Baruch Bear direction where he wants to go. Okay, but right. We don't want to go all the way. You know, you have to read a whole Baruch Bear. Bear.
So to explain why we need to a special drasha for Tzara Tzara?
That might be one of the cases, but there's other nafkaminas too. There's some halachic nafkaminas in cases. Okay, but we're not going there yet. But anyway, but let's look at the Rashi. It's just interesting. I mean, we did today in Shir, you know, Dr. Begina really had a different answer than their Baruch Bear. And it does sound that a little bit from Rashi. So, but a little bit, it's totally on the, let's read Rashi. So just for the interesting, for the tidbit information. The Gemara Rashi says, Einish Minayim. What? I'm sorry, I had that wrong Rashi. Havamina. That's what we're up to. Havamina, right? Time it got.
5 lines at the bottom?
What? Yeah. Yes, it says,
Havamina Achos Ishimiyavimus?
Yes. So, you know, there are different, I don't know, I'm getting all confused. Depending on which Gemara I'm using. Now I have a different Gemara. The what do you have, the Gersa? I said, Havamina Achos Isha. What word do you have in that there? The next word.
The Biyabemis.
What?
And the Ghost of Tzirim changes
it to the Biyabemis. What is the original word?
Biyabemis.
Biyabemis. So in my print, that was a print I was using this morning. In this print, the without making any note of it, they just changed it. In the chutzpah, they just changed the word to Miyavim. You know, I don't know why they don't do that, but that's what they do. Now, there's a different Amasco in the Gemara. The Gemara says, time of the Gemara, isha miyavemis, right? That's how the Gemara says. And, and the Rashi also, the Rebbe Masko said Miyavemis, and Toidus said Miyavemis. And in this chutzpahdik printing of mine, I do say it's a chutzpahdik, they just changed the gersa in the Gemara, Rashi, and Toidus without even footnoting that they changed the gersa.
To what?
To Miyavma. They fixed the gersa, they fixed the grammar.
I think my thing is quoting from the Paris Yosef that's where you change it.
Okay, I don't know. I don't see anyone. They should at least tell me that they quote someone. I don't see them quoting anyone. My printing, they just, the Gemara I used this morning had the Yavemes in the Gemara, Rashi, and Titus. And in this Gemara that I'm using, which is, I don't know what it is, they just changed it. Without even footnoting. Anyway, so that's relevant. So Rashi says,
is there a difference?
Well, there is. Yes, we'll see. Rashi says, Miyave. So I know that the wise guys, they say that they want to, that some Xavias don't have it. But the Maisa, that's also a little bit of, the white guy. At least they tell you. They don't take it out. So the question is, this is what Dr. Begina was asking, why does Rashi say Miyave? That's what the Gemara says. Havamina Akosisha Miyavma Miyavemis Miyave. What's Rashi saying for? And then again, next Rashi, the my time of the car is called, the RCSA, the Yibum, like, what's Rashi saying there also? Obviously, the two Rashis don't make any sense. What is he saying for?
Well, in the first one, especially if the Gersa is Miyabemes, when it sounds like it's she's doing something. Yeah, so Rashi is just explaining it that, you know, Miyabemes doesn't mean she's doing it, means Miyabem.
Right. In other words, what you're saying, to say in the different words, is that Rashi was worried that you would not have read the Miyabemes as to mean Yibum. You would have read it to mean something else. Now, what else can you mean besides Yibum? So I don't know what else. The only thing I can think that it could possibly mean is that you do chalitza. In other words, it's like a chalitza is a form of mitzvah yibum. It's like a fulfillment of the mitzvah yibum. You only do chalitza if you're in the parasha of yibum. There's no separate mitzvah of chalitza. The Torah gave chalitza because they want you to do yibum, and it's like a substitute for yibum. You do chalitza, so chalitza is a substitution for yibum or something like that. So what Dr. McGee wanted to say is that Rashi miyavemes is a very unclear word. We don't know what that word means, so it doesn't necessarily mean yibum. It might be that you're in the family of yibum, but not that you're actually doing Yibum.
Yeah, but then the Hamshach of the Gemara wouldn't make any sense.
Oh, so he's saying like this. So this is what Dr. Megillah said. He said that Rashi is Guba coming to tell you that Rabbanah Bear is wrong. According to the Rabbanah Bear, the Gemara's cash is, why do I need Abel to tell me that there's no Yibum and no Chalitza? Even without Allah, I would have known that there's no Yibum and no Chalitza, because Ein Esei Docha Nofei Shesh Bakares. And then Lekachas. There's the Rashi, then you might as well be Gaires. Miyavemes, because what do I care if it means Chalitza? Yeah, but the Gemara's Kasha is that there is no Chalitza. Says Rashi, no. If there would be chalitza, if the Havina is chalitza, then the Gemara would have no question. The Gemara would not ask the question, I need allow to tell me there's no chalitza. But the Gemara's kasha is that it's mashma, that Havamina, that you actually do yibum. And that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is on the yibum, that it's mashma from the Lashon of the Braisa, because the Braisa said in the beginning, Isha Kolika Litzor, the God's President of the Yehel, my time will I back, Pisha Nemar Yavama Yavo Aleha, Shomea the Abina Bachas, Agnigo Raya. So the Lashon of the Braisa is mashma, that the Havamina would be that you actually will be Miyavin. That's what he wanted to learn. In other words, Avada, the Pasuk of Aleha, we need for chalitza. And that the Gemara would not ask the Kasha, why do we write aleha? You need aleha, I mean, there's no chalitza. The Gemara, maybe Eino Chinami, once we bring in lakachas, that would have been a valid question. But the Gemara doesn't know yet lakachas, so that's not the Kasha. But the Gemara's Kasha is that there's mashmos in the Lashon of the Braisa that you should do that the mashmos and the lashon and the braisa, that you can actually do, that you would have a havam, you know, to think you could do actually yibum, bia. So Rashi wants to make that it's miyabim, havamina miyabim, not miyabemes. Miyabemes means
what we said like 15 minutes ago.
Isn't
that
what?
Isn't that what we started saying like 15 minutes ago, that the braisa is mashma, that aleha is also knocking out yibum?
No, yeah, but you were saying from the different, I don't know whoever said that, but they were saying it because it says at the end, because Potras me yibum the chalitza. That I didn't think was any mashmos. because it's saying both. So it tells you both, and there's only a chiddush for one. But the diak that they were making, he was making. Okay, but maybe you want to take your credit too. Is that,
No. So what's his diak? What's his diak
was from earlier that it says in the Braisa, the third line of the Braisa. So Hakosa Medaber means that the pasuk is saying Yavama Yavo Aleha. So that means that there's mamish, you mamish do yibum. So the braisa is mashma that there was a havamina. Without this pasuk, I would have said that pasuk Medaber, that you're mamish allowed to do yibum. That's what he wanted to say. Okay.
But I mean, the Bryce itself, is there two steps in this Bryce? In other words, the Bryce says that mean I'll say if Dachi Loisa say, is there two steps and then it says about Loisa Sheish Bokaris?
No, I don't know where two steps. I don't see.
The Gemara says time to kosher Gemara halav hachi have been achas ishim yabemes. My time that mean I'll say if Dachi Loisa say stop right there.
That's not a real Havamina. Then there's it, but that's not true.
I'm saying, is Rashi going on those words?
In other words, the Gemara is saying Havamina, that Miyabim, and the question is, it doesn't make sense.
I said, but at that point, we would think to go to Yibum because it's just a regular Lose.
We never thought it's only a regular Yibum. We never thought it's not correct.
How do you read the Gemara?
Gemara is speaking out. The Ibanez Kare.
The Gemara does say it's that.
I don't think you can say that the Gemara didn't know it's Kare. That's a little wild.
So why is the Gemara?
The Gemara is going through it. You're saying Ese Doche, but Ese doesn't apply when it's Kare.
So that the Gemara didn't know?
It's very funny. The Gemara goes through a whole step, and then the Gemara
knew the difference between a lav and a lav sheish bakaris.
That is guba a shayla. Whether we say esay daicha lo say sheish bakaris, so that's the first thing. You're telling me that since you have to use the principle of esay daicha lo say, but we don't say esay daicha lo say when it's kares.
But that step will be miyabim.
There was no step. I don't believe there was a step that they knew was kares. It was a step that we don't say. So that's a Gemara's kasha.
I'm thinking if we read the words, that would be miyabim, right?
What?
The Pasha words would be miyabim, of course. I say the chalois to say.
Right.
And
right.
Be miyabim.
The question is, what's the Gemara's kasha? But the Gemara, according to the Rav Baruch Ber, the Gemara's kasha is not. Because the Braisa is mashma, it's on your chiddush and yibum. Because the Barabar says anyone who reads the Braisa sees the Braisa talks also about chalitza. So lu yitzur, there's no chiddush and yibum. The machlokes between Dr. Begin and Baruch Ber, and that's a big, and not the fair machlokes, is what would be if there's the Braisa, you need aleha for chalitza, but you don't need aleha for yibum. So Rav Baruch Ber says, and the Gemara would have no kasha, because the Braisa was right to tell you aleha, to tell me there's no chalitza. And therefore, when the Gemara asks the kasha, the Gemara is asking, because I don't need aleha, because I know without aleha that there's no chalitza. So kol sheino the yibum eino the chalitza. That's how Rav Baruch Ber has learned the Gemara. Dr. Begin has learned the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying, Avad, I know why you need aleha. You need aleha for chalitza. But I'm asking on your lashon, you imply that you need aleha also to tell me that there's no yibum. And I don't understand. Why do you need aleha for that? Maybe ain't a chinami. You do need aleha to tell me there's no chalitza, granted. But why do you need aleha to tell me there's no yibum? That would be, that's how he read the Gemara's kasha. In other words, and that's what Rashi is saying. Don't think the Gemara is asking on chalitza. No, the avemes would maybe be a, you could dray the word miyavemes to mean chalitza. Because
how would you dray it to mean chalitza? How about achos ishim yavemes? Just talk about chalitza.
Yavemes means it's a funny word, so it means you're in the parsha of Yibam. You're in the world of Yibam. You're in the world of Yibam. You have a zika for Yibam. You have a zika. You're asher to shuk. You need chalitza. So that's what he wants to try to say. That yavemes. Since it's a word that we don't find, so we don't know exactly what it means. So you could translate it that it means, you could. Rashi was nervous. That's what he's trying to say. That Rashi was nervous that somebody would be deichik the word. Maybe that's not what the word means. But Rashi was nervous that someone would translate the word misyavemes to mean. Because he holds like a Baruch Bear. What's the Gemara's kasha? You need the pasuk of Aleha for chalitza. So they would want to learn the Gemara like a Baruch Bear, that the Gemara's kasha, there shouldn't be chalitza either. So they would have to be doichek the lashon misyavemes to include chalitza. So they would twist it that misyavemes means you're in the parshas of Yibam. So Rashi is going out of his way to tell you, no. Don't think that the Gemara problem is that you're in the Parsha of Yibam. The Gemara's whole problem is that you're miyabing. That's the problem. That you're in the, if Luyatur, then Rashi's Gupa telling you that the word misyavemes means Yibam. But he's coming lafuke from a different reading, like Rabbi Bear's reading, that the word misyavemes does not necessarily mean yibum. It means it could mean chalitza.
What's the havin to yibum?
What?
What's the havin to yibum?
Because essay daichel nosay sheish, essay daichel also say sheish makares, and that's a Gemara's kashim. It's not true.
So that's what does it have to do with like being in the parsha? You don't need a seder chalusasi for that. How could you read the Gemara that way?
What?
No, how could you read the Gemara? But it says my time at Davin and Asisi Vidoch Chalusasi. That's only Shaykh to doing actual Hebrew, not to Chalitza.
That's right. That's why the Gemara, what was it?
Like, how could you have any option to read Miyavemes as like some amorphous
Parsha Chalitza? I hear, but look at the next line of the Gemara. Look at the next Rashi. Rashi says, "Habamina akolim my timer to usi essay de yibum." So what's Rashi writing essay de yibum? That's such a redundant Rashi.
I mean, what else could it be?
Right. What else could it be? So maybe it would have to be the essay of chalitza. According to this,
What does it mean? I say of a chalitza to be docha something.
The essay of chalitza can be docha because there's a mitzvah to a chalitza, right? There's a mitzvah of chalitza, there's a mitzvah of yibum,
and there's no iser of chalitza. There's no iser.
One second. There's a mitzvah to do chalitza. Now, if the iser kares is going to be, I think in Rabbi Baruch Bear's reading, in the non-Rashi said that's not what that means, but we're trying to figure out a pshat different than Rashi, right? We're making up a crazy pshat. So this is not a real pshat, but a crazy pshat. If Rashi wouldn't have written miyabim, what would you have said? So I think you would say like this. There's a mitzvah to do yibum. If you can't do yibum, there's a mitzvah to do chalitza. Now you want to go ahead and you say there's no mitzvah of yibum because ain't essay docha lo to say sheish bakaris. There's no mitzvah of chalitza because kol sheino le yibum ain't ole le chalitza. So now, if I could be doiche the iser, if I could say you're ole le yibum, then you would be oida the chalitza, right? The only reason why you're not oida the chalitza is because you're not oida the yibum.
L'kachas.
Right? So, but if I could make you Eider the Yibum, so then you'd be Eider the Chalitza. So let the essay that we want Chalitza be matter you in Lomdus to do Yibum. And therefore, there's no kol sheino to Yibum and Chalitza. And, you can, and therefore, Mehmedi, you can do Chalitza.
What does it mean, matter in Lomdus?
It means
what is that supposed to, like, you're not actually got to do it. So
yeah, but there's no din. In order to get a din of kol sheino to Yibum and no to Chalitza, you need ain Eider to Yibum. So if I'm matter, I'm matter Yibum, in other words, I only have to be mattering on paper. I don't have to be mattering in a Maisa. If I'm matter Yibum, it's not Eino to Yibum Eino to Chalitza.
Yeah, it is. The Lekachas is based on Imlo Yachpos. If it, a heter and Lomdus is not Yachpo, if Yachpos Lekachas, he could do it. Right?
I don't know. So I don't know.
It violates the whole drasha.
I don't know. It's a drasha.
But it says, Imlo Yachpos Lekachas. It has to be Hochav Es Miyave. It's not true.
The biggest proof against you is that Chayve Lavin Vasei is not in, it does have Chalitza. So,
That's
just because it's Eino Eider the Yibum. There's something more. So the mitzvah that we want Chalitza will tell us to be doiched that more. Whatever that what you need to create. Ain't all the Yibam, ain't all the Chalitza. We'll be done with that. So we can.
Who says that's possible?
I'm saying Rashi was saying that if you learn not like Rashi, not like that Miyavemes means Chalitza, then the family of Chalitza. So then, the Gemara is asking, why don't we say Osi essay of Chalitza? The Gemara is everything's on Chalitza. The Gemara is like, why do you? The Gemara's gosh is, why you're telling me that you can do Chalitza? Why you tell me that you can do Chalitza? Because the essay of Chalitza is Zeiche and makes it that it's not a Kol Sheino to Yibum. That's not true because we have Lekachas, that's Gupa. Or because, I'm sorry, so you can't do that. But that's the Gemara's Kasha. That's maybe Rashi Gupa coming off Fuke, such a crazy reading. But it's not such a crazy reading. It's a, Rashi's, I'm knitting, Rashi's saying that's not shot. But the question is, why did Rashi say it? Rashi goes out of his way because it's room for someone to learn such a shot. Okay. I'm just having fun.
The Atzei of Chalitza?
What's wrong with the Atzei of Chalitza?
It
is a cute trick that you can do Essay Dei Chalosa, say, in theory, you don't have to do it in the Maisa. In other words, I think that's very nice. Essay Dei Chalosa, say, and it only has to be Deiche as little as you want to be Deiche. You don't, you only Deiche. You only deicha where you have to be deicha. So instead of saying essay deicha loza say in practice, it's as long as it's deicha in longness, it's sufficient. Right? In other words, if you assume, let's say, for argument's sake,
Rashi's trying to explain the havamina of doing yibum.
What?
According to Dr. Brigida's pshat, Rashi is trying to explain why you would have a half a minute to do yibum.
Yeah, but Rashi's coming la'afuke. Right, Rashi learned in Gemara that you would have had a half a minute, you can do yibum. And that's fine.
Why? Because of Asay. Because of Asay.
What?
Because of the mitzvah Asay.
Right, and that's fine. There's no problem with that. But what's Rashi coming la'afuke? So Rashi's coming la'afuke of pshat. That you would have thought, not that you could do Yibum, but you would have thought that you could do Chalitza. And you would have thought that essay Doicha Lotha say in to allow Chalitza, not to allow Yibum.
Is this because that it doesn't mean? Matter because Rashi and the Hava mean Rashi.
I think that's not bad. In other words, we're just trying. It's not really done that Dr. chat. And I can say this about Barbara's. On the second, we're really focusing on the second Rashi. Rashi says, Osi Ese de Yibo. We want to know, why is Rashi say Ese de Yibo? Obviously, what other essay could there be? So I'm saying the essay could be the essay of Chalitza.
Why would somebody go short? Why would you go short only to Chalitza if you could inherently go all the way to Yibim as Rashi right. does? Why would I stop short?
Assuming that Chalitza, let's say the Gemara has a Shaila on Daf Chav, if Chalitza b'makom Yibim is a mitzvah or not. If we come out Chalitza b'makom Yibim lav mitzvah. But let's drop that. That's the Gemara said that on Daf Chav. That Chalitza, so there's a rule that we don't say essay doicha losa say when it's efshur to kayim shneim, right? So if you have let's say essay doicha losa shesh bakaris, that's our argument's sake. Let's say essay of doicha losa shesh bakaris. But so the essay is doicha the losa shesh bakaris. But now what are you supposed to do? Why should you do yibum? Do chalitza because it's efshur to kayim shneim. So you need essay deicha lothe sheyesh bakares to be matter. In other words, it's very nice. Let's assume that this Gemara, Rashi learned that this Gemara did not know yet chalitza b'makom yibam la mitzvah. That's the Gemara daf chav. If you don't know that, so when you say, why would you say, essay daichalosa, say, it's Esher Bechalitza?
Yeah, because Rebbe.
So if it's Esher Bechalitza, so do Chalitza, and then you'll need that. There's a rule that we don't say, essay daichalosa, say, when it's Esher Dekayim Shneim. So the Teretz is that Einachinami, that's what the Gemara is saying, that let the essay of Chalitza, Doicha, the Isser Bia. Therefore, there's no Koshe no the Yibam and no the Chalitza. And now you can go ahead and do Chalitza.
There's no Isser Bia by Chalitza to be Matha. There's no Isser. What does that mean? There's no Isser Bia.
If there would be an Isser Chalitza, then you couldn't do Yibam. Because Koshe no the Yibam and no the Chalitza. Say, Koshe no Baruch Ber. Right? Koshe no Baruch Ber. Maybe the same thing, Koshe the other Pshat too. Koshe no Baruch Ber, if there's an Isser Yibum, then Koshe no the Yibum and no the Chalitza. So the Isser Yibum would stop Chalitza. So if you want to get to the mitzvah of Chalitza, the only way to get to the mitzvah of Chalitza is by taking off the Isser Yibum. But once you take off the Isser Yibum, you don't have to actually do it. Because why should you do it? It's after the Chalitza. So you're only taking off the Isser Yibum in theory. You know, you're taking off. It's like this. If there be an Isser Yibum, then they wouldn't be able to do Chalitza. We want to be able to do Chalitza. It's a mitzvah. So what are we going to do? We're going to take off the Isser Yibum. But now that we took off the Isser Yibum, then there's no Koshe no the Yibum and no the Chalitza. Then we might as well say, do Chalitza and don't do Yibum. And because after the Kayim Shneim. And keep the Isser Yibum.
Rabbi, the Gemara up above, the Brisa said, "Yivamu Yava Alesh, Hamei Ani." If you look, all the Arayas. That means from we didn't think well. Efshel Kaim Shneim. We said that once you could do Eishasach, all the Arayas go. I Efshel Kaim Shneim. Why would the Brisa have that Havamina? It's a klar. The Brisa doesn't say Efshel Kaim Shneim. Once you could do Eishasach, Achasishas goes. Everything's Hotra. Once you. We see clear from the price on top. It says Yivam Yavolesh and Me'ani Afilu every single erva. Why?
Well, that's not the raya, but it's a good svara. It's in svara. Why should you say that there's a problem with Yibum if it's Daicha?
The Gemara is saying that the Gemara is explaining if the Gemara is on the Havamina. If you would say Esay Daicha Lo Esay Sheish Makares, so then we could explain the price. Because you would have a Havamina that in order to get the mitzvah of Chalitza, we're Daicha the Isser Yibum.
And we're okay with having Zika to someone who has Tfisas Kedusha.
What?
And what about having Zika to someone who has no Tfisas Kedusha that the Chalitza is better like, get rid of?
I don't know if that's not a kasha.
Now, if you say docha means
you're not asking a kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara says that if esay docha losa say sheyesh bakares, then there will be a mitzvah yibo.
If you're not docha, so then fine, you're docha. You have the tfis kedusha. But if you're not really docha, you're saying it's like a weird long distance
tfis. You're docha, and whatever you need to be docha. And whatever you don't need to be daicha, you're not daicha. So you're daicha, the eat visas kedusha too. What are you daicha?
Rabbi, that's Reb Chaim's kasha and stencil. That's a famous Reb Chaim's stencil kasha. The Maisa that you would still be an erev with no tefisas kedusha. If you hold based on our hakir that we learned last whatever suya is a din in the kinyan, you need a kinyan dafka ishes. What on hakir? That's Reb Chaim and stencil. That's the famous kasha.
Okay, well, in other words, if the Gemara implies that if Esay would be, that's a different point, that the Gemara seems to be saying that if Esay would be Daicha lo se sheyesh bakares, then you can actually do Yibum. I, Tushin, not Taifes. Okay, so apparently Tushin would be Taifes. Yeah, so it seems.
Yeah, I'm saying that's what Tali.
Yeah, but I think that on the Rashi it's a very nice chat. It's a little, I don't know if I'm getting, I got a little complicated with bringing Dr. Begida, but the truth is it's not connected to Dr. Begida. It's just in the second Rashi, what was in the beauty is that if you say this in the second Rashi, you can say in the first Rashi and say like Dr. Begida. That's why they're interconnected.
Let me say once again the pshat in the second Rashi.
Rashi says, "Asi esay de yibo."
Right.
So the question is, why did Rashi have to say that? What other possible essay is there?
Right, chalitza.
So we're saying, well, there's a possible essay of chalitza. You say, well, that's ridiculous because there's no avera against chalitza. How can chalitza is going to be daicha what? No, you're allowed to do chalitza. You're allowed to walk over to a person. There's no iser in spitting on a person. The Gemara said beferish on daf gimel that if let's say someone's in erva, you decide to do chalitza, you're not over any avera. Mm-hmm. So what does it mean esay doicha for chalitza? There's no iser. The only iser is an iser yibum. Mm-hmm. So obviously we're talking about being matter the iser bia.
Right.
The mitzvah of chalitza. So I'm saying, yes, the mitzvah of chalitza, there would have been you could learn Shana the Gemara that the mitzvah of chalitza is mater the iser bia. Why? Because if there's an iser bia, then there's no mitzvah of chalitza, because the iser bia will create a kol sheino deyibam eino dechalitza, and you won't have a mitzvah of chalitza. So the only way for us to get a mitzvah chalitza is by taking off the iser bia. Okay. So the mitzvah chalitza advocates to take off the iser gibum, the iser bia, so that you don't have a problem of kol sheino deyibum eino dechalitza, and you can have a mitzvah chalitza. So the mitzvah chalitza. This is how you could theoretically learn without Rashi, that the mitzvah chalitza says, this, I want a mitzvah chalitza. But if there be an iser bia, there'll be no mitzvah chalitza. Because kol sheino deyibum eino dechalitza. So what I have to do is, I have to take off the iser yibum. Once I take off the iser yibum, then there's no kol sheino deyibum eino dechalitza.
You have to take off the iser yibum.
Because why should we do yibum? It's efshir and chalitza. So there's no reason to do yibum. It's better to do chalitza. Why do yibum be over? Because efshir and kaim shneim. So we take off the iser yibum on paper, but we don't actually do it. Why should we do it?
Okay, thank you.
But Rashi says that's not pshat. The Gemara is asking from the mitzvah yibum. Okay, but I'm thinking.
So what's pshat? So what's pshat in that? So according to that whole cheshbon, so why does Rashi
I don't know. Probably not that a fair question. But you think that the I think that Rabbi Meltzer, someone was asking me that, why in the world does Rashi have to say that? There's no way you could read the Gemara with Chalitza. That's what he was asking. That we wanted to say that the first Rashi, that's how we got to this. We say that the Begila said on the first Rashi that he wants to tell you that Miyav Bemes means Yibum. Because otherwise you would have said Miyav Bemes means Chalitza. So they asked me if Miyav Bemes means Chalitza, then we talk, so then what's the Gemara continuing? So I'm saying it would work very well anyway. There's a connection. Once you say this, explain the second Rashi, it gives you the ability to say Dr. Begida Pshan, the first Rashi. Right? That's the connection. In other words, you have the second Rashi, no matter what you say, the second Rashi is Shver. What's Rashi doing? So we say Pshat, that he's coming La'afuke Chalitza. So then you could say that likewise, the first Rashi is also coming La'afuke Chalitza.
And I can understand that the Asay, when it says Asay, it means the Asay of Chalitza. But what in the world does the word Misyabemes what does the word Miyabemes have to do with Chalitza?
So
word Miyabemes means Chalitza?
I just want to not answer the two points are not totally Zabizet. If I only wanted to answer the second Rashi, I wouldn't have to say the word Misyabemes means Chalitza. I'm just, to answer the second Rashi, I'm just saying that Rashi learned that it could be focusing on the word of Chalitza. But I want to answer the first Rashi, so then I have to say that the word Misyabemes could mean Chalitza because Misyabemes doesn't mean evil.
It says Miyabemes.
Miyabemes. Okay, I don't know that word. So I don't know what that means. Maybe it means that you're in the parsha of Yibum. You have shaykhis to Yibum. You're within the realm of Yibum. You know, there's the woman who has within the Chalitza is a substitute for Yibum. Chalitza is not a Hashib Shad, Pashtas, obviously everything is debatable. But Hashib Shad, when there's zilch mitzvahs yibum, there's no purpose chalitza. The reason why the Torah gave chalitza, Hashib Shad, the mitzvahs yibum and chalitza are one mitzvah. The reason why you do chalitza is because you're supposed to do yibum, there's a zika. So therefore, to go ahead and remove the zika, you do chalitza. Chalitza is like a get. But the marriage that preceded the get is because there's a desire for yibum. If there be no desire for yibum, why are you married that you need chalitza? Right? Pashib shat in the pashas, it's not like in other words, you look up in the chinuch. So I didn't look in the chinuch, so I can't tell you. But I'm assuming the chinuch will not say that the purpose of mitzvah's chalitza is because the Torah wants people to spit in other people's faces. The etzem, the Torah wants yibum. Torah doesn't want chalitza.
Doesn't she spit in the shoe?
Whatever she spits, okay. But the Torah doesn't want this. It's spitting on shoes for shoe polish. Torah is not looking for people to spit at shoes. It's not like the Torah wants spitting at shoes. Hashem Shad is the Torah wants yibum. Chalitza is the form. If the Parshat Shad is, on one hand, the Torah wants Yibum, but the Torah doesn't want, it wants to leave a way out, because one of it's no good. On the other hand, they want to make it as difficult as possible, so it shouldn't be such an easy way out. So they make it an embarrassing way out, so that most people will choose Yibum, because they don't want to get spit at. Spit at is a bizayin. But the other, if you really can't stand the lady, you have a way out. So the whole mitzvah of chalitza is only because it's a mitzvah of yibum. If there be no mitzvah of yibum, there be no reason to have chalitza. So misyavemes, this is what at least what Dr. Begin was trying to say, that you can learn misyavemes means you're in the parsha of yibum. You have
misyavemes wouldn't be a problem.
What?
Misyavemes wouldn't be a problem. That misyavemes is tantamount to or equal to miyave.
The Gersa in the old Gersa was what was it? Miyabemes?
Miyabemes. That's the problem.
Okay,
that's
so Miyabemes, Dr. Begida was claiming that Ilule Rashi, someone might have learned that Miyabemes means that there's you're in the parsha of Yibum and that you have Chalitza.
Oh, you could say for Dr. Brigida in the word, just try to fit it into the word. Miyabemes is something that she's doing. Miyabemes means she's doing an action. So if she's doing an action, Yibum is his action. Miyabemes is her action of Yibum, which is Chalitza.
Okay.
Fine. Maybe it's Misyabemes with a suf in the second.
No, that's the other way. Misyabemes means gets Yibum done to her.
That means she's in the parsha. She's in the parsha.
No, miyabemes means
misyabemes is his hitbael.
Yeah, then
misyabemes would not be a problem. Misyabemes, Rashi wouldn't have to make any corrections because misyabemes means he does yibum to her.
Okay, so you're helping us out.
Yeah, no, I'm saying you could say for that's maybe the only way I could see that it maybe fits into that word. Not just because you're in the Pasha, but it must be if she's doing it and it has something to do with Yibum, it must be Chalitza.
So why doesn't it just say Chaletzes?
Okay, I don't know. That's a fair question. If the word can mean, so the Gemara use this word. I don't know. Is that such a fair question?
Yeah, it doesn't mean chalitzas. Yeah,
it's a pretty fair question. It's just...
So Rashi, according to Dr. Begito, Rashi was worried. In other words, Rashi was worried that people would translate the Gemara that is going on chalitza. And therefore, and they would read the whole Gemara focusing in Chalitza, and Hesed Deichalotza say also on Chalitza, and therefore Rashi twice goes and tells you that that's not Shat. Right? That's another reason. I think it has some merit to it.
Why would someone read the Gemara on Chalitza rather than Yibum?
Because to say it's on Yibum,
no, to avoid Rebbe,
maybe the Brisa, was talking about Chalitza. So there's a Baruch Be'er's Kasha, and you'd be bothered by a Baruch Be'er's Kasha. You'd be bothered by a Baruch Be'er's Kasha. What's the Gemara's Kasha on Yibum? We need the Brisa to tell me there's no Chalitza.
The Rashi is not
therefore the person who was bothered. The reader of the Gemara has a Baruch Be'er's Kasha. What's the Gemara's Kasha? You need a lab that there's no chalitza. Therefore, it must be that the Gemara's kasha is that I even know chalitza. So therefore he's putting chalitza into the Gemara's question. That the Gemara is asking, without a lab, I would have thought there's chalitza. I understand that where's where I say that. So he would drain a whole Gemara. They were talking about Chalitza.
So according to this, the answer to Rabbah Bar's Kasha would be Enechanami.
Right. In other words, in other words, Rabbah Bar also learns the Gemara about Yibum. except the Gemara's rely on Kol Sheino Iva Chalitza. And this pshat is saying, no, that this crazy Havamin of pshat is that the Gemara is actually talking about Chalitza. And that's why Rashi thought that somebody would read the Gemara, that it would be someone, you know, Rashi felt that someone's going to be bothered by Rav Baruch Ber's Kasha, that we need Aleha for Chalitza, and therefore it's going to twist the Gemara, that the Gemara is focusing on Chalitza, and everything that the Gemara is talking about is on Chalitza. Right? That's what we're trying to say.
Rabbi, so is it possible it's trying to afuke that somebody might think they could takadu yibam, but because it's not tafsi kedushin, it'll be unishus. In other words, there's two types of yibam. There's two types of, you know, zavada. Rashi trying to say it's a full yibam as opposed to an what?
What does that help us? What are you answering with that?
I'm explaining what Rashi's trying to fuke. That's taka real yibam that it has to be nashish to call double with a good opinion. It can't be that you could do yibam, but without the fact that it's a full nashish to call double.
I don't know why the word miyabe means nashish to call double more than miyavemes. I mean, like, why?
Somebody could do a maisa yibam, and then somebody could do actual mitzvahs yibam. You know, it's the way the mitzvah, you could do a maisa yibam, but it has to be no, because that's what we're trying to say, that it has to be, because whatever you have to accomplish, you have to accomplish. Whether it's nasir shechol davar or kinyan, whatever that is. You know, there's a maisa yibam, and then there's this fulfillment of all the protim. So Rashi, no, you have to fold mitzvahs yibam.
I'll have to think about it. But you're saying a little different than what you're saying. Okay, I'll have to think about it. Maybe. Okay, we're gonna go. Okay,
thank you.
Okay, but tomorrow we want to go on to Taisvis, I think. This was just a fun and confusing introduction. I'd like to start Taisvis, if you don't mind. Unless someone, okay, we'll see. But I like to go down. I should have done it today. I'm sorry. Okay, you should go off everyone.
Sundays are always confusing because Rebbe's had 3 days of shiur since the last time we met, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday.
Okay, that's true. Okay, Yeshikaya. Okay, good night.
Good night.